This call may be recorded for security.
Thank you for calling the Internal Revenue Service.
Yeah, I got a phone call that said to call you.
You received a phone call on the same number you are calling from?
Yeah.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Yeah, Frank Roosevelt.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, Frank. Yes. Frank Roosevelt.
Okay, Mr. Roosevelt, may I have your zip code, please?
Yeah, 94707.
Okay, Mr. Roosevelt, I believe that earlier when you received the phone call, we were trying to ascertain your attorney's information, as there are legal allegations on your name, and the lawsuit has also been filed by the Internal Revenue Service. So are you aware about the case?
No, I'd never heard of it until now.
Okay, sir, can you grab a piece of a paper and a pen with you?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Okay, go ahead.
All right, first of all, note down your case number.
Okay.
It is 202. IR11.
Okay.
And also note down my badge ID.
Okay, what?
My badge ID.
Yeah, what is it?
It is 712.
Okay. Yeah, what?
712.
Just 712?
031.
Oh, I'm sorry, 712.
031.
031. 712-031?
Yes, that is absolutely correct.
Okay. Okay, what else?
Now, all right. Listen to me very carefully. Recently, an audit program was conducted on your tax returns for the taxes that you have filed in between the years of 2009 to 2013. Now, I believe that you do file your taxes every year, right?
Yes, I do.
All right. So, the auditors calculated your tax returns on the basis of your financial institutions and sources of income. Now, they came to know that there are numerical miscalculations on your tax returns. The taxes that you have filed are not matching with the actual records that we have under your name. And so, hello?
Yeah, go on.
Yes. So, at this point of time, according to Section 101, the amount that you have somehow miscalculated on your tax returns, the amount, because of that reason, we have to forward your case details to the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C. within 45 minutes to 1 hour. But before we do that, we have to ask you a few questions as well.
Okay, go ahead.
My first question would be that, have you done these miscalculations by any intention to defraud the Internal Revenue Service or not?
No. No.
I'm sorry?
No, I'm sorry. You, of course not.
All right, so you have not done these miscalculations by any intentions, right?
No, it would make no sense. Why would I do that? What was the number? What? How much do I owe? Can I just pay it?
At this point of time, Mr. Roosevelt, there is an outstanding tax liability of $2,411 still pending on your name. Now, if you have not done these miscalculations by any intention, then according to the federal courthouse, there are two options available with you wherein you can take care of this matter. Would you like me to go through them?
Yes, yes, please.
All right, according to federal courthouse, option number one states that if you think that there is nothing wrong with your tax returns, if you have enough evidence to prove these things, then you can hire a criminal. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. Then in that case, you can hire a criminal attorney and dispute the case inside the courthouse.
Okay. What's the other option?
All right. Option number two states that if you are not looking for any legal actions to be taken on your name, then etc. Hello?
Yeah, go on.
Yes, option number two states that if you're not... Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
All right. Option number two states that if you're not looking for any legal actions to be taken on your name, if you are not looking forward to avoid... Hello? Sorry. Sir, hello?
Yeah, what?
Hello, the line is breaking, sir. Hello?
Well, your line is breaking. Your line is breaking. It's a very poor line. I'm surprised that the IRS has such a crappy phone line.
Well, Mr. Roswell, this is the Audit and Commission Department, so what else can you expect? I'm really, really sorry for that. So, not an issue. Option number two states that if you are looking forward not to have any legal actions to be taken on your name, then you can go for a settlement outside the courthouse in between you and the Internal Revenue Service.
Well,
what option would you choose?
I think the settlement's probably cheaper. I think the settlement's cheaper.
So by settlement, you mean to say you are looking forward to go with option number two?
Yes, I can pay that easy. Can I just let me just write a check to the IRS?
And hello.
Hello. Yes. Can I just write a check?
In that concern, Mr. Roswell. Yes. In that concern, Mr. Roswell, I would like to inform you that your banking information, your bank. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. In that concern, Mr. Roswell, I would like to inform you that the ranking information that we have under your name states that
yes states what hello hello hung up.